Escape of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Flotsam and Jetsam, Inheritance.
So, who would like, Sean, do you want to give a rundown?
Sure. So, when we ended last time, it turns out that young Jacob had been given a very special gift, and the family was all very upset about this, as was Jacob. All left in a big huff so that Jacob could get a little sense of his family history, which didn't work out very well for him. It was a little shenanigans during the night by croaking creatures, but Archie took care of it handily. The next day, we decided to go to the bank. There was a lot of people there. No one wanted to get out of our way. We got a little lost. And suddenly, there's a truck in our way and some more of these fishy guys. We tried getting out of there, but smashed up the car. Fighting ensued. We ran into the bank. Some of us went down into the vault, while Archie sort of stood guard above. The people in the vault found a left hand in a lockbox and found inside of it a needle and some markings on the hand. Mr. Fold mysteriously appeared in the room and then disappeared after giving us his card. It's around that. So at around this time, August appears with his gang on the front door. But down the basement, a large fish creature smashes the wall. There's general running away through the sewers. Many people connect to each other, but Jacob takes a different path. He can hear the sounds of waves in a cave by himself.
Yes, and I believe that Miss Riley...
Knocked unconscious.
Is unconscious.
And was delivered to the feet of Miss LaForge and Asalise, while our hero went back to go do some more heroing.
All right.
Our hero of yeah.
Can I try to see if you guys can hear me now?
Yep,
we can hear you now.
You hear us?
Do you hear
us? Now I can hear you. Is this really bad?
You're breaking in and out.
Crap. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's better.
It is?
Yeah, it's just a little echoey.
Okay.
I mean, it's not great, but it's better than no Steve at all.
and you sound like Max.
Ah.
Yeah, so.
Well, the way this is going, you might wind up with no Steve at all after all. Before long.
Yeah, let's...
All right. So, Miss LaForge, you have the unconscious body of Miss Riley, and you are on the side of the street.
Yeah, and what's the sort of situation? It feels like it was sort of empty around me for some reason, like the streets had emptied out, or am I just making that up?
Well, the streets in Innsmouth aren't really teeming with people most of the time anyway.
But they sure were earlier this morning.
Well, you were driving through the market area.
Okay.
Going right through the market, that is the most populated part of town. But you are certainly in a more residential area now. The houses are kind of set back away from the street. They're not in great condition, but they don't look completely derelict either. Make a spot hidden.
All right.
Or a listen roll, whichever.
Doesn't matter. 93.
Okay. You look around and there, you could probably, there are certainly overgrown gardens, but you don't see anybody on the street at the moment.
All right. Well, I will, just sort of, I'm going to assume we're sort of on the edge of the sidewalk somewhere, and I will definitely attempt a little first aid on this woman who apparently passes out at the least provocation. But she will, at least based on my ministrations, remain passed out for a little while.
To say she is damaged.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just like she has the vapors. I mean.
No, I understand. She's got some scratches or claw marks or some such across her face. So I'm unable to help her. So I will. I think what I will do, I'll attempt to sort of pull us into a shrubbery or some other form of minor concealment.
Okay. So you're doing that, and you hear a little bit of giggling.
Oh, nice. Okay. Who is that? Is there somebody there?
Oh, it's just me. And you see... a small girl, maybe about 12. She's really skinny, with kind of some stringy red hair, and she's pretty pale. And she's just like, I didn't think people were supposed to come out of the sewer covers.
Yes, well, I think we are not supposed to go in there. Does she have those eyes?
She does not.
Yeah. Do you live here?
Down the street.
What's your name?
My name is Monica.
Monica? Do you think that you could help us? My friend here has been hurt.
I see. Oh, she looks at the claw marks and she's just like, oh, are you in trouble? Oh, Mama says we can't get in trouble, that the people here won't like us if we get in trouble.
You are not from here.
No. Dad moved us here. He was on a boat, and... he's out to sea. It's really quite here.
Quite serious. Do you think that your mother would be willing to help us? We are not from here. We would not get you in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. We should help each other. That's what she always says. We should help each other.
Ah, yes, of course we should. She's complete. And this girl's like 10, right?
A little older than that. Older. 11, 12, maybe.
I think I can get, I'm not actually a wimp, nor that small. Yeah, I'll see if I can, get Angela up and sort of,
I have a wagon.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yes, if you could get your wagon so we could take my friend to your house. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
And she darts down the street, and pretty soon you hear the rumble of a wagon. It looks kind of homemade. Wheels off of, you know, some kind of cart, and it's wooden and various things are written on it.
Okay. Yeah, I will attempt to get her into the cart, and then maybe Monica will push while I pull.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, it goes faster if you make motor noises.
Oh. Vroom, vroom. Yes, of course.
And sure she takes you down to about 5 houses, and she's just like, here it is.
Oh, that's a nice house.
Perhaps you should go in and tell your mother that we are here and that there's somebody injured that needs help.
Yeah, maybe. She looks at you and she's just like, maybe you should come in the back door.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We'll pull the thing around the side.
And actually, as you come around the back door, there is a woman, and she's hanging clothes up on a line. And she turns around as she hears the rumble, and she's just like, Monica, I told you not to leave the yard.
Excuse me, miss.
Oh!
Yes. Monica was just outside, and my friend has been seriously injured, and I'm wondering if you can perhaps help. She says that you are not from here. I am also not from here.
Oh. And she looks at Monica and gives her that look. And she looks at your friend. She's just like, oh, I see. And she looks, you can see her looking at both of the houses on either side.
On either side.
Mm-hmm. All right, but in quick and...
of course, yes.
Perhaps maybe a phone and I'll get some bandages.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
So we are sort of... if I remember correctly, like 45 minutes or an hour from Arkham, or are we much further than that?
No, that sounds about right.
And we took a bus, but yeah, okay.
Right.
So I think I will actually call my housemate, because I have no idea how anyone's going to find me or anything else. So I'm going to call my housemate and see if she can... figure out some way to come pick me up.
Well, why don't you call her, but you don't get any answer.
Okay.
But if you can make an idea roll.
I can attempt that. That's 04.
You might instead call your editor.
Sure. Who's in New York City?
Elijah Cleaver, yes.
And why would I call my editor in New York City?
For backup.
As what's my idea? Would he be able to pick me up? For backup.
He might send backup.
Ah, sure. He might have, perhaps.
He might have another journalist on a totally different case that just happens to be in Ipswich right now.
Right.
Well, yes, and also you guys didn't...
on a suspension bridge, perhaps.
You guys didn't check in or do any of the things that were part of the assignment.
Well, I'm just a little freelance. Yeah, I'll call him up then. And we have gotten ourselves in a little trouble with some strange creatures. We have been attempting to follow, but we will have some photographs for you, but we will have an amazing, but true, story for you.
Oh, okay.
But we need some help.
I guessed that you guys were in a bit of trouble. I'm sending a journalist by the name of Simon Steele up to help you.
Wonderful. Maybe he can pick me up. I am at the such and such address on Maple Street.
All right. He is in Arkham, so I will get a hold of him and send him on his way.
Oh, thank you so much. Will you have him bring some a first aid kit, please? A good one. Have him pick one up at the in Arkham at the store.
Okay. Is there any other equipment you need?
He might have to bring some flashlights, some guns. I don't know, really.
Oh.
Things have gotten a little upside down here, but I don't know really where everybody is or what they are doing. We will find each other, I'm sure.
Perfect. All right. I will. I'm sure he will be there as quickly as possible.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Ferrier.
Yeah.
You have headed.
So, sorry, I'm going to. We didn't get moved. There's only a few houses, so I'll ask her if I can sort of peek out through her curtains towards where I had been, just in case Barrier comes back.
Okay, but I have to live here.
Yes, I very much understand. I have been seeing what has been happening in this city, and yes, we will keep very quiet, I promise.
Really, as long as we don't cause any trouble, we've been okay. It's strange, you know? I'm an outsider, but I see things and I can't say anything. And there's just, you know, I want to be part of the community, but I'm so afraid.
I can understand.
I don't know. Okay, just, all right. Monica, why don't we go get your dolls, and you can play upstairs in your room. And she takes Monica out, and she hands you some bandages that she has.
Okay. I will bandage Angela.
All right. Now, Mr. Ferrier.
Yes, ma'am.
You have climbed back down the sewer, and you had run the straight shot back to the T. And you were plowing forward?
In the opposite direction, yes.
Right.
Jacob, where are you, boy?
Right, there's a lot of echoing, and you hear you hear street sounds from above. You also hear the sound of trickling water, and you certainly hear something very large moving in the sewers ahead of you.
I will stop calling for Jacob. and just move forward looking for him. Does it branch at all, or?
There are branches on this line.
And since it's a sewer, is it like just sludge in the bottom, or is it like actual water, or is it dry?
I think we decided that your shoes were forever ruined.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so there's no hope of seeing any tracks or anything like that.
Well, there might be. Do you have a flashlight? No, I don't. I can't imagine that you would.
Do you cigarette lighter?
Smoke.
I would have a lighter.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and light that up and make a luck roll?
A luck roll, you say?
Yes.
Let's see. 53 out of much, much less than that. So no.
Okay, so there are many tunnels, and you don't see any footprints.
Then I will listen. Mm-hmm. You said I could hear something.
Yes.
I will go towards that something that I am hearing, if I can make out a direction.
Okay. Well, go ahead and make your listen roll to navigate.
You're making me roll all these dice. I'm not sure.
I know. Usually I don't do that.
99. So no.
You know, there is a lot of echoing, and you wander down, maybe a little nervous about taking any of the branch lines for fear of losing your way. You do notice, however, down one branch, there is a fresher smell than down the rest, but it is definitely a smell of the sea.
Would Jacob have headed towards the sea, or would he have stayed on the main one? I would think he would want to get out as soon as possible, so if there's a clue that there is a way out sooner rather than later, that seems reasonable. And given the fact that I'm totally lost, I would probably start calling for Jacob again and head in that direction as for want of anything better to do.
All right. Mr. Yarborough, do you want to make a listen roll?
Yes, I would love to. Perhaps when I'm not on mute. Oh, a 13 is kind of awesome. No, that's a hard success. Maybe I won't spend any luck. I might need that.
Yeah, I don't have that much luck to spend, sweetie. You definitely hear the echoing of your name. You can hear Archie calling for you.
Okay. Can we talk about the cave that I emerged in?
Yes. Yes, we can.
I would definitely have a cigarette lighter as well due to my new habit.
It's good for your lungs.
Oh, yes. And your health in general.
All right. So you light it up, and the rock is very worn. Actually, even the floor, it looks like this path has been taken many times. And you do see paintings on the wall. They're kind of rudimentary, but it's a wall art. It kind of shows a cycle with the figures kind of honestly devouring one another in a cannibalistic cycle. They're definitely not just people, and there are pictures of a city obviously under the water and things swimming. Why don't you make a sanity roll?
No. Good. Oh, no, it passes, though. I don't know how he's got that much sand.
You know, somehow you're not really surprised by that. And
is there another way out?
It definitely, it goes ahead of you, and you can definitely hear waves breaking ahead of you. And there's definitely the smell of the sea.
Son of a gun. I was trying to avoid that. Well, while I don't think this cave bodes well for me, I'm pretty sure that thing's still behind me. So I'm going to say, run for it, Archie! And try back down the, yell that down the hallway and move as fast as I can while keeping the lighter going through the other side of the cave.
All right. So, Mr. Ferrier, do you want to...
Actually, I have something else. While I'm running after that, I'm going to yell, Billy Fold! Billy Fold, you doggone alchemist! Get me out of here!
Okay. Okay. So you are running back towards the sewers, or you are running further into the caves?
Away. I'm going to test my luck with the water, even though I didn't want to.
Okay. All right. Mr. Ferrier, you hear, you know, Jacob yelling to you to run.
That's not very clear. Run towards him, run to get him.
Well, then you also hear him calling out to Mr. Fold.
Okay, so he's completely lost it. Yeah, so I will pick up the pace and run towards where I think Jacob is, where I hear him from.
Okay. All right, Mr. Steele. You have been given the address in Innsmouth, and it doesn't take you incredibly long to pull yourself together, and you're only 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I'll make sure to pick up, say, three torches.
Okay.
Yeah, and as well, and grab my gun, and head down there.
All right, you pull up to the house of Bridget and Monica, and a middle-aged woman comes out and could you pull your car around into the back?
Yes, miss.
And she opens up the garage for you and invites you in.
And he takes a run back and hops and comes inside. I believe there's some friends of mine here.
Yes, yes, yes. Into the sitting room. And she leads you in there.
Coming into the sitting room, you see a man in a black suit, white shirt, and overcoat, but very, very ruffled, creased suit and coat. He's reasonably good looking, but yes, his clothes have seen better days.
Well, they are in better shape than Miss LaForge's, who has just come out of the sewers and has, in an hour, has cleaned herself up as she could in the bathroom some, but not in great shape. But she says, Mister, you must be Mister Steele.
Ah, indeed, indeed.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Not a problem. Friend said that you needed help.
Yes, we have she's been injured. I'm not sure what happened, but she was attacked. And we need to get her to a hospital in Arkham or somewhere.
I have a bit of first aid. I can have a look.
That would be very good. Yes.
So I will do some first aid on her. That's a success on first aid.
All right.
Well, where am I?
Oh, Miss Riley. You're awake. That's wonderful. Yeah. This is Mr. Steele. He works for the same newspaper. He has come to help us, I hope.
Where's Mr. Ferrier?
I don't know. He went back in to
to look for Mr. Yarborough.
Oh no.
I have not seen him come back.
Oh my, I'm covered in filth.
You've been cleaned up a little bit in the 45 minutes hour that you've
I was unconscious as far as I know, so unless
No.
Yeah, we cleaned you up some.
Oh, okay.
But you're still covered in filth. I mean,
yes, I've got. We have to go find him. He saved my life.
I have no idea where he is. He went down into the sewers, I believe, again. Can you walk?
And she'll get up. She's a little shaky, but yes. Where's Jacob?
I have no idea. You have the piece that you hid, no?
Yes, I've got the...
Good.
The needle.
I have the needle, yes. You have the other part.
Other parts.
So I was thinking Mr. Steele here might take you to a hospital or take us both, and then we can wait for the men to emerge somewhere. I don't know even where his car is.
My car's just out here.
In the back. Mr. Ferriers.
Well, do you want me to go for a quick look? I have brought some torches.
Yes, of course.
How you could find him, possibly. It's in the sewers.
Well, at least he'd be a landmark. We
could look for his cars, though, perhaps, and see if it is still... He will certainly come to the car. Perhaps if we wait there, we can...
Was his car still operating? I know he hit a wall, but was it still...
I don't know. We were in the basement, right, when he did that? Or no?
No, we were in the car when it crashed.
Right, you drove the rest of the way to the bank, so it was operating.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so unless the residents have destroyed it, it should still be running.
Yes, let's go to his car. That's undoubtedly where they'll go. I'm fine.
Good.
I would hate if something happened to them because we weren't there to help.
Okay, we'll go to the car.
All right, so you're headed back into downtown Innsmouth.
So I would like to attempt to disguise myself, and I will certainly encourage Miss Riley to attend. By disguise, I mean put a veil or a shawl or something over my head.
Basically. Oh, yes.
Because obviously they're not going to know Mr. Steele here or his car.
True. I guess I could ask you make a disguise roll.
Well, we could just wait here.
I'm not actually trying to beat somebody else.
Right.
Well, I think that... Mrs. Monica might prefer it if we did not endanger her anymore. Yes. She is very nervous, as you might understand, about standing out from her neighbors here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did. Sorry, we're burdened. Of course, we can go.
I'm sorry. It's Bridget. She says, and yes. I'm sorry. Here is a cloak. She hands you, and she gives you some wraps to kind of disguise yourself with.
Thank you.
And I wish you luck.
Thank you very much, and I hope you are able to settle in if that's what you like here. Alan, these people.
She just kind of laughs weakly and get the feeling that she feels trapped in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. So you
we'll go for a drive to, and I'll get them to show me where the other car is.
Okay, so if you remember, the bank is in basically downtown Innsmouth. You're right on the city square, and you've got you had parked pretty much in front and ducked in. And you do see that the car is still sitting there. Could you please make me a spot hidden?
Not so much. Apparently the wrap is, wrapped well.
That is something, all right, but...
Mine is apparently not a fumble.
Normal success.
Yay! Well, Mr. Steele, you do see that there are you might normally think they're just kind of street kids, but they definitely have an eye looking around and keeping. One of them is definitely keeping an eye on Mr. Ferrier's car.
Well, I'll just then drive past. I won't stop near the car. I'll just continue to drive past and then take a next right around the corner and basically just pull away around the corner out of sight.
Okay.
And then pull up and go, they're keeping an eye on the car. So they are watching the car.
Oh, yes. I thought they might. I didn't see them, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Dealt with cults before.
All right. Mr. Ferrier.
Yep.
So you are running towards Jacob?
Yes.
All right. You're running, and you see that the sewers, as you pound, you can feel at first under your feet the uneven paving stones that they use to line the sewer with, and that gives way to just plain rock. And with your lighter, you see that you have indeed entered a cave. And you see the cave paintings that I depicted earlier. You can make your sanity roll.
I appreciate the optimism. It is, however, unfounded.
You just lose one. More of kind of a specter of what you fear might be headed for your friend than any.
Jacob, where are you?
Now, Mr. Yarborough, did you take off in a run towards the ocean sound?
Yes, I've been attempting to move really fast ever since I was in here. I saw that thing burst through the vault. And I wasn't not interested to find it or for it to find me.
Okay.
Do I hear him though?
I'm pretty sure that you would, if you would like to make an easy listen roll.
Oh, try it. Easy is once again a little optimistic, I think.
Well.
But oh, that passes as well. Good, normal success.
All right. You do indeed hear Mr. Ferrier call your name again, much closer this time.
Okay. When I hear that, I will pause and I'll also listen for any sounds of that huge thing in between us or that we saw earlier.
No, you do not hear any sounds of that.
Okay. I will, in a lower voice, higher than a whisper, but you know, in a lower voice, I say, Archie, Archie, is that you?
Do I hear his lower voice?
I think you do. I think you do. You guys aren't that far apart now. Since you're both running, I would say within a few minutes you find each other. You're still in the caves, but you find each other.
Archie, thank God you came back for me.
We got to get out of here, Jacob.
And I will give him a hug.
Aww.
There's something down here. I don't know if you saw it. It's a monster. It broke through a bank vault, the wall. We have to leave.
Is it another one of them things?
Really, really big one.
Yes.
They get bigger.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I really don't want to, but the only thing I've heard is the ocean. That might be a way out around here. Want to try for it?
At this point, do I remember? I mean, it was pretty straightforward, I think, right? To get here? Could I get us back to where we left Miss LaForge?
I think you said I made one turn.
Right.
I
think that there is a high chance of that.
Okay. No, the Miss LaForge and what's her name? That other lady, Miss Riley.
Angela.
Yeah, we got them out on the street. We should go back and meet them.
You know where another cover is? Manhole cover?
Yeah. I can get us back there.
Okay, we have to be careful though. And I will follow his lead.
Okay, so you head back towards the city. Definitely, you can hear city sounds. You know, that way it turns back from a cave into the sewer. Let's have a luck roll to see if you have a visitor.
A party luck roll?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, my luck is at 15.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I would pass.
This is not the lucky party.
No.
And yours is at 16. So rolling 59.
Okay, you do indeed. You hear something searching through the sewers. You hear a slogging in the water ahead of you, or the muck.
We move quicker.
Do you think it's in between us and where the manhole cover was?
I don't know.
Well, it is ahead of you. Like, in the direction.
I didn't pass it on the way. It's not like I stuck past it on the way here. So I'm going to assume it's not a problem and we just move quickly.
I'm going to follow wherever he leads.
All right. Well, then that luck roll does you no service, as you know, you get to the T, and from the direction of the bank, once again you see the large the fish creature, and it sees you, Jacob. And it lets out a bellow.
Oh God!
And it holds out its hands to you.
I mean, as soon as I see it, I'm shooting it. This is I'm not waiting around here. These damn things cost me my job on the force.
All right, go ahead. It was obviously...
It's not going to help. It's not going to do anything. Yeah, I know all that, but still.
nope. Go
that
ahead.
Is a almost a that is 1 point away from a hard success.
Okay.
I'm not gonna spend
it was busy you know, trying to appeal to Jacob, so I think you have caught it in by surprise.
8 points at each.
All right. Where's my pencil? And you do see that it had been, it looks like, shot earlier, and some of its wounds have been dressed. It lets out a scream, and you hear some other splashing, and it will lurch your way. Let's see. I think... You still get to go first, Jacob.
Did you say the other splashing is coming from behind it, or ahead of us, or behind us?
I would say behind you.
Okay, perfect.
From one of the side tunnels that you passed by.
Okay, I will grab a hold of Archie's coat or arm or something like that and say, let's keep moving, and try to run down the direction we were going.
Okay. All right. It is going to reach out and try to grab you as you try to move past.
Okay.
So let's see. That is a regular success.
Well, can I dodge?
You may indeed.
Okay. Let's hope. Yes, that's a hard success.
All right. You dance out of the way. Archie, do you wish to?
I shoot it again.
All right. It will. Go ahead.
That's it a miss.
All right. It now bellows and screams and totally tries to just claw at you.
I will totally try to dodge it.
It totally got a hard success.
I failed.
All right. So, 4 points of damage as its claws rake you. And you hear hissing coming and something else large moving in the tunnel behind you.
Let's go, Jacob, run.
Excellent. Yeah, I was already on the way out.
All right, back up top. Are you just camping out waiting?
I assume we're driving around, yeah.
Yeah, I think if we think we can sort of avoid being noticed, drive around, keep an eye on the car, and let's, yes, see if we can wait for him.
Yeah, I'll probably drive around. I won't try to pass the car too many times, but just... keep her around the area and ask these two. So you said they were in the sewers? Did you enter the sewers near the car or?
Yes, in the bank. We went in through the bank and then we came out. I don't even know where we came out, at near Bridget's house.
Okay, well, basically just keeping an eye on the streets to see if these guys, because I'm not going to leave the two ladies by themselves, and I'm not going to try to jump down sewers by myself to try to find these others. So, yeah, if we see suddenly two people jump out of sewers being chased, then, you know, pick them up and get out of Dodge.
How far is it from the bank area to the house area by driving?
That's a good question.
It's maybe only 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a long... Okay, yeah, I was...
That's more than I thought that we were running through the sewers.
Just,
which is fine.
The sewers are not very grid-like, and so...
They were straight line, and we had to go around one-way streets or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So, I'd just say, let's just keep doing the circuit. We've got to pop up somewhere. All we can do is hope.
We'll do a circuit between the bank and...
And hope that we get lucky.
The house.
let's have a luck roll to see if you are spotted.
Luck roll?
Yes, please.
I'm at 22.
Oh.
And I'm at 45.
I don't know why you thought that was a good idea to bring up. 88.
No. So that would be a fail.
I failed, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So one time as you swing past the bank, you do see one of the street kids kind of, he sees you, he talks to the other two, and they kind of run off. And the one kind of just, his eyes just follow you as you make your slow loop. And, that's all that you see.
I think they have seen us, perhaps.
I think we've been made.
Maybe you should drive us away and walk back and see if you can.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. I'll drive up and park a little bit away and then go for a walk back.
Leave the keys just in case.
Okay. The kid kind of sees you walking in and he's just like, "Hey, buddy, you lost?"
I'm just new to town.
So can I direct you somewhere?
Yeah, where's the local hotel?
Hotel? And he looks around and he's just like, I don't think staying here is wise.
Okay. Then I'll better be off then.
Yeah.
Turn around and start wandering away, but I'll keep an eye on the kid as I will start walking away from him.
Oh, he's maybe 5 paces behind you.
Yep. I'll just slowly walk away.
He just follows along.
My stuff isn't that great, unfortunately. Yeah, I'll head back and I will just jump back into the car and basically just drive off again.
All right. He doesn't try to stop you in any way. He just watches you the entire time.
Yep. Okay. Now, they're really keeping a tight lid on this place. Can you show me where your friends exited the sewers? Maybe you have to go down and try to get them from there. Because it's just getting to this place is just too hot.
It was just out a few houses down from the house.
Okay, we'll head there. So,
All right, you head back toward Bridget's house.
Yep.
Mr. Yarborough and Mr. Ferrier, what is your speeds? Hello?
Oh, sorry, 7.
Where would that be? Is it your move rate?
Yes, your movement rate. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That'd be 8.
Okay. All right, so you are running, Mr. Ferrier. You are starting to lag behind, and the fish creature is gaining on you.
I'll be like turning and shooting, you know, as I'm running, shooting behind me.
Okay, I think you're going to take a penalty dice unless you're going to stop and aim.
No, I don't think so. So the good roll is a 0-1.
Ooh, wow. That would have been a great roll.
The bad roll is a 61, and that is a success.
All right. You want to roll your damage?
I would love to roll a 10.
Nice.
And oh, you did.
And I did.
Oh,
yes, I
would. Oh, and you did.
Not just an abstract love.
All right, you see it. It clutch its abdomen, and it is obviously badly, badly damaged. Damaged before. You've hit it twice.
Maybe that'll slow it down.
It is not. Yeah, it is. It is like down. It. Wouldn't say it's dead, but it is down on all fours in the water, croaking, calling out.
Keep going, and, Jacob. We got to get out of here.
Can you find the manhole cover? That is the question. I would ask to make a luck roll, but that just seems like.
Well, Archie has been there before, if that helps.
That is true.
I can make a successful navigation roll.
All right. I will take that.
I get an extreme success on navigation.
All right. So you find the rungs and you pop up. And sure enough, you come out on the street, you recognize the area where you left Miss LaForge and Miss Riley.
And I assume they're not there.
They are not there.
We are on our way. It's okay.
Says a voice from beyond.
Looking around, can I tell kind of which way is the direction of the downtown area and the bank?
With your very good navigation roll, I would say yes, you can.
Okay, we'll get Jacob up and out as well, and we will start walking in the other direction.
I'm going to make sure we drag the manhole cover on top, and if there's anything sitting around, I'd like to set that on top of the manhole cover.
I think those big things are big enough, it's not going to make a difference, Jacob. Let's go.
Okay, you got it, Archie.
All right. Mr. Steele, why don't you make a luck roll?
Okay, I can make a luck roll. A 96.
All right, so we have ships passing each other in a fog. All right, so.
Okay, so we're walking to Innsmouth.
Yes, you are walking through Innsmouth. Are you just walking down the street, nonchalant, no big deal? Are you hiding?
Well, I don't think nonchalant. I think looking around nervously is probably more to the point.
Reloading.
But... yeah, I think we already know it's not that far to Ipswich, so we're walking to Ipswich.
Ah, all right. So you start heading.
Oh, we're going to leave the car? Okay. Yeah, whatever Archie's doing, I'm going to follow the experienced guy's lead.
Perfect. All right. So, Mr. Steele and ladies, you drive up to Bridget's house, Bridget and Monica's house. You see the manhole cover down the street. All is quiet.
Well, so that's a good question. Did they put the manhole back?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Yes, they did.
How long has it been, all told, since... it's been like an hour. It's been 2 hours or so, probably?
Probably, yeah. You have no idea where they are, even if they're alive.
Yeah, I think we have the items that we need to protect, and we should protect them, I think. I do not like it, but I don't see how we can help them.
You guys are injured. I think we have to get you out of here and get to a hospital.
What are you saying? Mr. Ferrier saved my life. We can't just leave him.
Yes. What do you want to do? You can barely walk.
Well, we're in a car. We drive around till we find them.
Until those thugs take us down?
Yeah, until the nighttime. The car runs out of petrol.
You saw them in the It has that mob with the clubs in the street.
We can always come back another time.
Horrible.
I can't. It's gonna be like David all over again if he dies.
Well,
do what you want.
Take her to a hospital. Not here. Either in Ipswich or in...
Ipswich, which have the nearest hospital, would it be?
No, Ipswich is not large enough to have a hospital. Arkham.
Okay, we'll head to Arkham then.
Do they have to go through Ipswich to get to Arkham?
Well, there's only one road out of Innsmouth, right?
Right.
This is true.
So to get anywhere, they'd have to pass us on the road.
All right. As you drive along, you do indeed spot two figures nervously walking along the side of the road. And lo and behold, it is Mr. Yarborough and Mr. Ferrier.
There they are.
Pull the car by the side. Next to them.
Get ready to run, Archie.
Yes. An unknown car with a man in a black suit.
Who are you?
Jacob.
You know, you and I might, we might recognize.
They might know each other, actually, right?
Because the three of us have been with the paper for a while.
Indeed.
It's Simon. Simon Steele, from the paper.
Simon, Anna Sellis, thank God.
Yes, you escaped. I did not know if we would see you again.
Yeah, the feeling is mutual.
But we have... Yes, what did you find? Never mind. Let's get to the hospital.
Yeah, let's talk about it on the way. Is Angela hurt?
She was unconscious for quite some time. She is very injured, yes.
Okay. I would like
Thank
to
you, Mr. Ferrier.
In a way that I don't land on top of Angela.
Glad to see you up and about, Miss Riley.
Okay. You make it to St. Mary's Hospital in Arkham. You may remember you were there last to look at the bodies in the morgue. They are checked in, Miss Riley, and you are treated for you gain back 4 points of health.
Thank you.
Are you going to sit in the waiting room? What are you guys' plans?
Yeah, I don't think I want to leave.
I will ask for a little bandaging while we're there.
All right, so they take you off to do some bandaging on you for 4 points.
Wow, this is like the best hospital ever.
St. Mary's School of Pulp Hospitaling.
Well, it's hospitaling and not just first aiding in somebody's backyard. So, Mr. Yarborough, what are you doing?
Sitting shakenly in the waiting room, I think, and discussing what happened with Anacelis, if she's there. She's also the one who might know what to do with that hand. Or the needle.
So you two are sitting there. And
discussing things, yeah.
Well, I'll let them know if they want a place to crash. I've got a little flat that we can crash at. It's not big, but it's...
I live here in Arkham. It's fine. Thank you, Zoe.
Yeah. A kind of round man shuffles up to you and hands you a cup of coffee, Mr. Yarborough, and you look up, and it is your friend Charlie Fold. He's just like, well, you moved so quick I couldn't get to you, but I'm glad that we have caught up.
Where were you when I needed you?
Like I said, you were on the run. I was on my way, but... That looks like you took care of yourself.
I'm not sure this is the right time to have a talk, Mr. Fold.
Well, I do like to keep matters tidy, and the item there...
So are we all hearing this conversation, or did he find him off by himself somewhere?
I think he's sitting there. He said that you, Miss LaForge, and Mr. Steele are sitting there talking. Okay. And...
Mr. Ferrier may have come back, too. He just needed some bandaging, right?
Yeah, he can wander in if he likes.
Either way.
But teaching you how to use the item and whether it's really in your best interest, I'm not sure... You're a very interesting fellow, Mr. Yarborough. Very resourceful. You got yourself out of a tight scrape, and maybe you would enjoy keeping your current form and not visiting your fishy forebears.
I shudder, for sure. And I say, well, why don't you sit down then, Mr. Old, and we'll have a conversation. And I take the fake pin, the fake needle, out of my jacket, and kind of hold it up right here. Is this what you meant? And then I'll put it back in my pocket.
No. The one that I gave your great grandmother.
So he recognizes it without even seeing.
Oh yes.
I don't have it on me right now. Perhaps we can have a talk about it, though. These are my friends. They can hear anything you have to say to me. They can hear.
My pleasure. You see, the item in question, you might have noticed that your great-grandmother's hand had some tattoos on it, and you could try to draw them yourself, and you might be able to do that. But you then would take the needle in question that you use and insert it into your palm. You won't feel it, but you will then have to work it. So the ink in the needle works in a way. It combats the natural course of your evolution, we'll say. But in doing so, there's also a poisonous side effect, and one must counteract it. Every 64 days, there must be a sacrifice of one of your kind by your hand.
You mean or, sacrifice some of my books?
No, sir. Let's just say some of your ilk.
That is a high price indeed.
It depends on which side of the family.
Yeah.
Exactly. And your great-grandmother really didn't have a love for her, that side of the family. And let's just say for maybe 140 years, she found it quite easy.
So you're saying I should return to Innsmouth very frequently?
Well, as it turns out, you're kind of are spread out wider than you might have guessed. Islands, deltas, even in freshwater ways, you would be truly surprised at their reach. But I think you will also find that you will have a sixth sense about them from now on.
I put my head in my hands and begin trying to massage my temples. Oh. And how long do I have before I'm overtaken by the family taint?
Some people have it come over them early. Some people lead a rather full life into their 90s even before they fully transform. Look at your great aunties and uncles.
Could I share this with my mother? I'm worried about her.
Well, there's only one, Mr. Yarborough. There is only one.
And how did you come across it?
Oh, it was kind of a gift from someone I know. And then your great-grandmother and I, we had sort of a correspondence, we'll say. She was a fascinating woman. Bitter, but fascinating.
I look to my friends with the knowledge that if I want this, I have to become a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'll have to think about it. As I said, this is a huge price. I'm not sure I wish to pay it.
I only ask that if you decide you don't want it, that you give it back.
Maybe I could make a voluntary sand roll at this point.
Go right ahead.
This may, my choice may lay in how this goes. Okay, that is a hard success. I think that'll be enough to hold off for the moment. And I'll say, thank you, Mr. Fold. We'll possibly be in touch. I tried to dismiss him.
Yeah. Finishes his cup of coffee. He nods. And he shuffles down the hallway.
Oh, my God.
How does he find us so easy?
He just appeared in the vault. And the moment of weakness in the cave, I thought he was my only hope. I thought he could appear and then disappear with me, but wish I had never called him now.
So he's saying your only hope is to basically have to kill off those folk to sacrifice them to do this tattoo?
Well, there's always another choice, and look to Archie and where he keeps his gun.
Oh, that's rather grim, Mr. Yarborough.
This whole business is rather grim. Oh. Well, what's
all right. Next? I'm assuming Miss Riley is released from the hospital. Mr. Ferrier is released.
Maybe we can go back to someone's house and discuss. Maybe I can sleep on it.
Definitely.
Maybe you can sleep.
Yeah, maybe I can sleep.
What kind of story are you going to give Mr. Cleaver?
Well, apparently he won't print the whole truth. So, I don't know. Archie has a camera. He took a lot of pictures last time at the soda case. Maybe we can add those and tell him a story about fishmen where I'm not included.
Well, maybe you could even tell him part of the truth, that she had been sacrificing her children, and that's why she lived for so long.
That sounds like a juicy headline. I bet he'll like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone have any ideas to help me make up my mind?
But if you tell them the story, how she stayed alive, do you think they knew that? Won't that just alert them that whatever solution she gave you means you'll have to do the same thing?
Oh, I think the family knows. I don't have to say that was, you know, she's passed anything on to me or that I was the heir.
You wouldn't say that they hated her.
Right. If she was killing one of them every 2 months, they would probably dislike her strongly.
Yeah, you think so?
You think that Mr. Fold knows and somehow nobody else knows?
I'm only trying to rely on what seems to be out there. I think if somebody was killing someone in Arkham every 60 days, we would hate that person.
You know what might help me make my decision? We found out something about that weird church you belong to. The Secret Order? The Sisters of the Order of Dagon?
Dagon, yes. Perhaps.
Well, I guess the question, too, is maybe you want to give this to your mother. Maybe she doesn't.
That's what I was thinking. Well, that's also a large thing to ask
and
her.
And then she can become a... Yes.
Yeah.
How do we know he's even telling the truth about this?
That's true. Well, maybe I could help my mother.
Tell you to trust no one.
I'm not sure. You know, she's a... wife of a farmer. I'm not sure how they'd look upon getting a tattoo on her hands.
Well, Miss LaForge, do you have any connections with the occult or the spirit world or something where you could get information to find out if he's lying?
I like that idea a lot.
I can always try. I can certainly... And she sort of thinks back to the really unpleasant dreams from the soda stuff. Mm. Like, I can always try. We have these objects that we can look to.
Well, if you want my opinion, Jacob, you should stick it in a safe deposit box somewhere and throw away the key. All of this nonsense is more trouble than it's worth.
You might be right.
All of this nonsense is what would keep him alive.
Well, he'd still be alive. He'd just be different. Unlike David, true. Who's dead.
Well, maybe I could hold off the items while I make my decision. We'll talk in the morning.
Would you like it? Would you like to have it? Or?
I think so. I don't know. Maybe as I look at it, it'll help me think what that might mean.
Did you say you needed a place to stay?
I think so. I've moved to New York in the meantime.
Okay, well, you can come back to my place.
Thank you, Simon.
If you want me to dream at some point, you will have to trust me with the item for a night. But whenever you're ready.
Could I give you what's left of the hand? Would that also work?
Either the hand. I would think so. The hand is very personal.
Yes, wouldn't want to,
and she shudders. She shudders at the idea of this.
You wouldn't want to accidentally stick yourself with a pin, probably.
No, I would think the hand would be the best for finding the truth in this matter. Yes.
The pin, and we'll both sleep on it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you go your separate ways.
And that's actually what I will do, too, at Simon's place, is put it under the pillow to sleep on it as well.
Nice.
And Ocellus, are you going to attempt this evening?
Yes. Yeah, I think we got to get this stuff cleared up before we're all dead.
Okay.
Like David.
If you wish to lose the magic points and...
Yeah. Did I... Hold on. Did I not... I didn't sleep on anything.
Well, you had the lipstick.
Was that last night?
No.
I'm trying to remember what... No. That was been a while.
It's been a while.
Good. Okay, good. Because... I have not apparently been upgrading my magic points with my per day recovery.
Ah. Yes, you would have been back full up.
Yeah. So I will do that. Was it 1d4, I think? Okay. 2.
All right. You... I must say, you don't crawl right into bed because, you've got a dead, severed, black, skeletal hand missing a couple fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, it doesn't smell, but still, under your pillow, it's not like you can tell it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel it pressing up against your head, and as you drift off to sleep, it feels like it's pressing your head down. You see knives come out. You see the young and beautiful face of Emily Nolan. Her eyes are black. just black. There's no iris at all. Her pupil is just huge. And she brings the knife down into you. You feel yourself being sacrificed over and over again. And it's like the blood spatters up on her face and it's just absorbed into it. And she becomes more young and more beautiful with each plunge of the knife. I would say that's probably a sanity roll.
It is, mostly because it confirms this guy. That is a 25 hard success on sanity.
I would still say that's a point of sanity as you...
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you realize that you haven't been asleep very long, but good luck getting back to sleep.
Yeah, I might be, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Shall we skip the morning?
We shall.
Okay. Perhaps we can all meet over at Simon's house. Get the update from Anacelis. Unless anyone wants to do anything else.
Yeah, I would let you know that I think he was telling the truth.
Okay. Well, based on that and the sand roll I made last night, I think I know what I need to do.
Yes?
And Archie, that was a good idea. I respect your opinion, but I think there's only one way I can go forward and save my soul. And I say, Simon, can we make a fire as hot as you can? Build a fire in the fireplace, and when it gets too good and hot, I'm going to toss the hand and the needle in.
Okay, I will stop building a fire.
All right, you build up a fire. You build up a good fire. You throw the items in, and Emily's hand, being hard and brittle the way it is, you see what little fat may have been left on it start to render and run out, and the skin peel back until there are just bones, and the tendons pop and crackle so that the fingers seem to move as it's consumed by the fire. But the shiny needle just lays there in the blaze.
Okay. And the fire goes out. Go ahead.
The hand was just the information, right? The needle is what is important.
I say, Archie, you teach me how to use a gun.
Point this end, pull here.
Yes, I think I need one myself. When the time comes for either me or my mother, I'll do what has to be done. In the meantime, if we can find a new concrete building, I think we should insert this needle in the concrete of the foundation.
Okay. I think you find some building project going on in town. Perhaps a new dorm over at the Miskatonic University. Yes, indeed. There is a new dorm going up.
Some nice young student will have these wonderful dreams.
And you embed it in the foundation, and I think that deserves a +4 to everyone's sanity.
Nice.
I would say making it out of Innsmouth will probably give you another +4 or +D4.
Mm-hmm. Those are both D4s, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, they're both okay, D4s? Yep. Okay.
Now, I'll take it only just get the first one because Ali just joined this session.
So right, get, not, right.
Yeah.
And as soon as we're done with that, I'll ask Archie to take me to, I think there were just hardware stores where they sold those things afterwards, and advise me on a gun. And young Jacob's going to be packing from now on, packing heat.
Excellent.
We'll find him a small revolver.
Nice.
All right.
I'm sure nothing will go wrong with that.
Oh, it's definitely going wrong. I mean, the hard part's going to be shooting mom, but at least I don't have to kill people every other month.
Right, right.
Wow.
I can convince myself it's for her own good, especially if she kills dad.
Wow. Thanksgiving is going to be really awkward.
All right. Well, I think soon Mr. Cleaver will have another assignment for you all.
Excellent.
But that indeed was the end.
Yay. Oh, look. Mr. Ferrier has the lowest luck right now, so.
That's right.
Oh, and you should all roll your chicks, because that's the end of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so that's still at 22. I think I succeeded on one roll. Oh, no, there's a few in there. So library use. Nope. Cult.
Made it.
31. And psychology. Yeah, there we go.
I think Jacob's also going to try to spend some more time with his pal Stanley in the local speakeasies.
Smoking, guns, cigarettes. Yes. And alcohol. Excellent.
It is the Roaring Twenties.
That's right. You and the ATF are one.
Yeah.
Are one now.
You've come so far, young Jacob has.
Well, there's always the pursuit of eldritch knowledge.
<That's>
Which
true.
One would be worse for him?
Yeah.
I have to speak to you about how much Cthulhu Mythos' characters got from his past dealings.
Yes.
So Rachel, do you want to go to the next scenario?
We can roll into it.
Okay. Cool.
Is that the last one in the series?
There are two more in the series.
Okay.
So this will start in Sanitarium. And this one's by Ant.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
All right. So a good amount of time passes before Mr. Cleaver comes to you.
Oh, you're going to start right now. Oh, wow. Okay. I thought you meant rolling like in a future session. Like our
when
next
she session. Says rolling into it, she means
it. I was like, oh, all right. Thank you.
I can hold off or we can get the preliminaries out of the way. Mr. Cleaver comes up and actually meets you in Arkham.
Whoa.
Takes a hard look at you, Mr. Yarborough, and says, I have to tell you, Jacob, that I suspected that Miss Nolan was related to you when I sent you on that assignment.
I didn't tell him about that part, though. I mean, he can, you know, still talk about it, but I kept the will part and the inheritance out of it. Or maybe not the will, because that's what we were down there for, but the inheritance. I tried to keep on the down low, right? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I hope that wasn't too presumptuous of me, but I wanted to get you know, a really visceral reaction. I wanted to get a real window into this very isolated little town. Your story was interesting.
It's a shame I didn't get anything from the inheritance.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, a great grandchild. I could see how you might be overlooked. Yeah. So, and I'm glad to see that you are all whole again. Because I have another assignment, but this one is in Michigan. Actually, I'm going to send you to Traverse City. I have a friend there, Miss Rose Perry, who sends me interesting tips from time to time. And, well, she's come to me with a story of some, we'll call them Immaculate Conceptions.
Sounds right up our alley.
Well, I thought it would be a change of pace. Several ladies have turned up confused by their current situation. And she is the records clerk there in Traverse City. So they come to her in the municipal office to sign up for various programs and such. And a nurse that she's in contact, Nurse Samuels, has come to her with some women. Here is an envelope for Miss Perry. And she will give you a list of people to ask about their miraculous state.
Michigan is far away from Ipswich, yes?
Oh, yes.
I mean from Innsmouth.
Strange.
Oh yes, it's near. It's on Lake Michigan.
Never been on a train ride that far before. That'll be fun.
Yes, and here is the payment for your story from last time. He hands you a little envelope of your own and money for tickets. And you may gather your stuff together. She will be eating lunch, and he gives you the address of a lunch place every day for the next week at 1 o'clock. So she will be looking for you.
That's interesting. How you do these things.
Well, it's an interesting story. You supposedly the nurse backs up some of the young ladies' innocence, we shall say. So...
And the babies?
Well, as far as I know, none of these babies have been born yet.
I see. Of course not.
Well, if you dawdle, maybe you can go to their baptisms, Miss LaForge.
I hope that they will be able to do that, yes.
Oh, Oh, but, I'm sure this is a softball. You'll enjoy the trip inland.
Of course. Well, this is what we will do.
All right. The train does indeed. First, you go down to New York. You may lock and load with whatever you wish to. and then out to Traverse City.
About that steel fellow, is he coming with us?
Yes, I'm definitely coming. Sorry.
I think it's a good idea.
He was certainly Johnny on the spot last time.
Yes, I've come along just to keep an eye on you guys.
So you work for Cleaver, do you?
Yes. My job's normally looking into certain cults. Yes.
Been working with him for a long time?
For quite a while, yes.
Okay. You are on the list. I'm telling you, I still don't trust that Cleaver. Something fishy with that man.
Do you mean like the Innsmouth people?
Yeah.
Well, no, not literally. It's a good point there, Miss LaForge. It's quite a dry sense of humor you have. No. What I mean to say is I still think something's up with that Cleaver.
Well, he does.
I don't know what his name is.
Connections to this. These things that are quite horrible.
You have some time if you want to
do some research.
Find a map of Traverse City.
Sorry, did we get in the train like the next day, or did we take time?
No, I'm saying that you can take time.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, do some research on this town and Traverse City and what if any sort of stories that are going on and, you know, like paper newspaper stories and that sort of stuff.
Oh, I think I'm just going to go ahead and read through the local papers there. If somebody would like to come with me, that would be lovely, but I don't see any reason to stay here.
I'm sorry, you are saying you want to do research once we get there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would learn here.
Before we meet Miss Rose, right?
Yes, we could get there early. But before we met her, if we take the train, how long does it take by train to get there? She's going to be there all week.
Yeah.
3 days to get there. So that we'd have a couple of days to do research before we had to meet her.
Indeed. Yeah. Whichever you like.
Yeah, do the research there then. Yeah.
Okay. You take the train into Traverse City. It is a port. It's on an arm of the Grand Traverse Bay. It has links to Chicago and Detroit and also towards Canada. It's kind of a transportation hub, and a lot of commercial area, you know, There's mining in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. There's a lot of logging industry. A lot of things go through here on the way towards bigger cities, either through Chicago or to Detroit. The city itself, you find, was founded in 1850. The current population is about 15,500. There's also, besides the train lines, there's also a ferry service that runs in the lake, up and down the lake.
Cool. And we are...
Check into a hotel and get some newspapers?
Yep. Find a local newspaper shop.
15,000. Where's the closest closest university to Traverse City?
I'm sure there's at least some kind of community college there in Traverse City.
Okay. Wow. Major cities near Traverse, none. That's great.
Yeah, no. It is for the region, it is the hub.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say they would have some sort of, for their newspaper, have some sort of archive, library archive for their old papers.
Yes, you can find the Traverse City's Beacom.
Yeah, I will do some research in there about these.
Well, there aren't any newspaper stories about this. This is what Mr. Cleaver is trying to break wide open, so to speak.
Yeah, but I want to just look up, just look for anything unusual.
Okay.
Anything strange.
All right, you do maybe because of your various experiences, you do see, you know, in the paper as you go back through the week, there is they list the church references, you know, Holy Cross service at such and such a time, and St. John's Lutheran such and such a time. You see the Holy Waters of Life Mission in Northport. And it offers such and such a Pastor Graves offers redemption through the waters of baptism, and he invites you all to join his lake brethren and renounce sin and open yourselves to a new life.
Lake brethren.
Yeah. Runaway screaming.
Why don't you check and see if this Waters of Life mission is connected to Sisters of Dagon in any way? The Order of Dagon?
Probably wouldn't be in the papers.
No, but you're a good researcher.
Yeah, I don't think just a newspaper archive would have anything like that. I'd have to use something like Arkham's University. But yes, interesting. Especially using the term Lake Brethren.
I guess I should ask you often, Rachel, if I get the feeling of the special affinity for my ilk that Billy Fold was talking about.
What? You haven't felt anything here.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
But there might be a difference between salt water and fresh water.
That's very reassuring, Simon. Thank
you. Or maybe this has nothing to do with your brethren. Maybe.
It's good to think about, though. I mean, what kind of tank we're going to need for you someday?
Does it have to be tropical, you know, climate controlled?
Wheeled.
And have a little diver that goes up and down with bubbles.
It's a little treasure chest in there for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
For some reason, I keep on checking it.
Don't tap the glass. It really annoys Jacob.
All right. Maybe we'll just stop right there.
All right. Thanks, Rachel. That was a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me join in.
Yay. All right. Till next week, guys.
Definitely.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you all. Bye.